Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Love and Life today, May 16, 2016. I'm joined today by my lovely, lovely co-host and my good Judy, Miss Kiki. Good morning, Miss Kiki.
Good morning, good morning.
How are you today?
I am wonderful this morning. How are you?
I'm fine, I'm fine. I could use a drink, girl. I ain't gonna lie to you, girl. I could use a little cocktail right about now. But I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna make it.
All right, all right. Wait, hold on. Looks like we got a caller in. Hold on, Mike.
Okay.
I think we got a caller.
Okay.
Oh, they just hung up. Okay.
Aw. Aw. Well, call back, caller. Call back. Caller, we want to be special and chit chat with you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I was wondering, not quite wondering, but I believe we got all the birthday wishes out yesterday.
Yes, I did.
You did, okay. Just making sure. Well, welcome to Love and Life. Welcome to Love and Life. This is your girl, Mahogany.
You can give another call if they want to call in again.
Oh, that's true. I'm so rusty. It's the number to call in is 347-637-3267, or you can like us on Facebook for Love and Life, or leave a comment wherever you choose. Wherever you choose, we don't mind, and sometimes we reply. Yes, we do. Well,
yeah.
I've got not so good news from Miss Sadie Parks this morning. She'll have to answer to a judge. Mm-hmm. She'll have to answer to a judge and defend herself against claims that she ran a criminal enterprise alongside her husband, Apollo Nida, who's currently serving an 8-year prison sentence. As it turns out, Phaedra's defamation lawsuit with author Angela Stanton is finally getting ready to hit trial after 4 years. Phaedra's been trying to get the whole case thrown out, but the judge isn't having it. And via Radar Online, Parks had sued Stanton back in 2012 all the claims that she had made in her book, Lies of a Real Housewife, Tell the Truth and Shame the Devil. Stanton made the outrageous claim that Parks oversaw a criminal enterprise alongside husband Nida, using fake bank accounts, bad checks, stolen cars, and worse, according to the court documents. And in addition, the records in the case state that she even unbelievably alleged that Parks had a secret girlfriend and was into freaky sex, and so much more.
Oh, my God. Not Southern Belle. They're not going to do that. No.
Well,
not
this
dangerous.
Is what Stanton, this is what Stanton claims. Okay. This is what Stanton claims and wrote a book about, Miss Phaedra Parks. So Phaedra had sued her for defamation. And then Stanton had hit her back with her own counterclaims. And Phaedra had been trying to get those counterclaims dismissed, but she was most recently denied back in March of this year. So I'm like, okay, this person got mad enough at you to write a book about you.
Yeah, because she was in prison, too, and she said she was in Phaedra's her Apollo was actually Phaedra's Muppets, and she did prison time, and that's why she wrote the book when she was in prison. She had started writing the book, Stanton.
Oh, well, this is the same chick. This is the same chick. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so she said that Phaedra used to put money on her books, and all of a sudden Phaedra stopped calling her. And she didn't know why. And then she realized Apollo was out and they were pretty much doing their own thing and took her out of the loop. But she said she wasn't going to sit quiet. But I think she don't like Phaedra. And she said they used to be really close friends, but Phaedra said she never was friends with her. She only knew her through Apollo.
Oh, I don't know her. I don't know.
Right. I mean, come on, this girl is a high-powered attorney. Why would she, you know, she would have to show records that she put money on her books. She'll have to show records,
yep.
And I don't think that they're stupid enough to put it in her own name.
Right.
I don't think Phaedra is that stupid to, and Phaedra knows the majority of the judges in the ATL. So you trying to sue her in Atlanta, you stupid. You trying to go after her, you stupid. I mean, but
really,
you know, the judges are, you know, are opening up an eye because of the things that people were saying on Real Housewives. And like Candy said, the feds found out she had the stuff in her garage about what's happening live. So obviously people are watching. So people are confused on, like Todd said, you know what everybody else is doing, but you ain't know what Apollo was doing in your own house. So I think people are intrigued to find out what the hell went on and if she knew about it. But I don't think she's dumb enough to not have her hands clean. I think if her hands was a little muddy, she would have went down with Apollo. And I don't think this book and this girl being angry with Phaedra, and I think it's something Apollo cooked up herself, just like he cooked up the whole Kakashi with Kenya, to set her up to make her fall.
Oh. Well, I don't know how that was going to make her fall, setting it up, that little bullshit up with Kenya. So what, he thought that Phaedra was going to lash out and go beat the hell out of that girl? No.
I think...
No,
whole,
not on camera. Look, not on camera.
Right, but I think the whole thing with him and her flirting, and I think Kenya was telling the truth when he seen at a hotel and all the other stuff that was going on with Kenya. I think Kenya was totally honest about it, and I think Apollo kept lying about it. And I think they concocted the last story when he was leaving to clear Kenya's name by saying Kenya never did anything. You know, he made up all the lies. Kenya never asked him for Felicio. And I think all that is a lie. I think she did all that. And I think Apollo lied about all of it. And because Kenya had all these text messages showing when Apollo was texting her, but she deleted all her parts of the conversation, but she left all of Apollo's parts of the conversation. And I think
it did go,
you know, and she made him apologize to say he did it because he was going away and he still needed a storyline.
Huh.
He wasn't going to help her.
Crazy.
Yes,
I don't know what to think. You know, I think she should have married someone else, you know, Miss Phaedra. You know, my personal opinion, she should have married somebody else because, I don't know, it's like people that live that life like that, they tend to be accustomed to being in jail. It's not a thing for them.
Well, I think
he
thought he could get away with it having a wife. See, before when he did it, he was something at a bank, but he wasn't, and he was making nice money.
Really?
Apollo wasn't no teller. Apollo made very nice money. He was like one of the loan officers or something like
really?
That.
Really?
And he
really?
Made really nice money. Yeah. Apollo went to jail for a white crime. That's why he didn't say it. He didn't go for stealing out the tail. Apollo did serious money laundering type crimes. He don't do like crimes. So when he got out and he started working in a barber shop, it wasn't his lifestyle. Apollo always had a six-figure lifestyle. He wasn't a little run-of-the-mill type boy. He was a man that was making real money. So when he went back, so when he came out, his dealing with Phaedra was actually on his level. However, Phaedra was just looking for a man that was, she went and met him at the halfway house and, you know, used to date him and stuff, but she knew him before he went to jail. She knew he made six figures, but Apollo was a nice-looking man, and he was nice-looking to make her babies. She wasn't crazy. Phaedra wanted some pretty babies, and she got that.
I don't know.
I think she just married Apollo for the babies. I don't think she thought Apollo was going to stop. Apollo is too money greedy, hungry. When you can go to strip club after not having nothing and throw thousands and thousands of dollars on women and at the strip club every night, you know.
I don't know. He wasn't no angel.
And he wasn't no, like, you know, no average Joe Blow that was just going to regular jail. He was going to feds because he was stealing real money.
Mhm. I see it on here now. It took me a while to find something about him. Racketeering, and then that was back in 2004, and he served 5 years. What? He served 5 years of the 18-year sentence before being paroled in May of 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And then he served close to 5 months in December of 1998 to May 14th of 1999 for theft by receiving stolen goods. Both crimes were committed in March of 1997. Okay, so he'd been a okay. See, that's kind of what I felt, that he had been accustomed to jail.
Mm-hmm.
So if he got caught or whatever, or something happened, it wouldn't be that big of a deal to him.
Right.
You know, that's what I was feeling. So now it's confirmed, because I'm like, dude, they met when they were teenagers. Well, she was in she was grown. She was 23 and he was 17 when they met. Mm-hmm. And she was, you know, getting her degree. And he was working as a car repo man. Okay, they met through current mutual friends or whatever. Okay, but I'm like, oh, wow. He was a bank teller. Oh, this says he's a bank teller.
I thought he worked as a loan officer with agency.
Well, I mean, you know, this is networked.com that this information that came up on. So I don't know, you know, I don't know how true this stuff is, but it's saying his net worth was $250,000. His occupation was a personal trainer. No, he was raised by a single mother who worked as a bank teller. Okay. Okay. His mom was a bank teller. And after high school, he went straight to work as a repo man. Okay, convicted for racketeering. Racketeering. Yeah, that's a white-collar crime, definitely. But they gave him 18 years the first time.
Mm-hmm.
They gave him 18 years, and he served 5.
Mm-hmm.
God, they gave him 8. They gave him 18. Oh,
yes.
Lord, I wouldn't be trying to go back to nobody jail.
Hmm.
I wouldn't be trying to go back to nobody jail. Huh?
He didn't think he was gonna get caught. He thought he had a good cover. He was married to one of the biggest attorneys in Atlanta.
Well, yeah, she gave him $50,000 in startup money to launch Night of Fitness.
Yeah. I mean, he thought he had it made.
She gave him $50,000 to start up. Wow.
I mean, with that kind of money that you were getting, and then Phaedra had you laid out with a nice job and own your own business, why would you do it again? But I guess it was easy money for him.
Well, I think it's a criminal mind type of thing. You know what I mean? You know,
yeah.
Like you could have everything else laid out for you, but some people just don't do right. You know, some people just don't do right. And then what pisses me off is that if I had somebody gave me some money to start up my shit, girl, oh, Lord. Number one,
exactly.
I'd be forever grateful. Number one, I'd be forever grateful. Number two, you best believe my shit gonna jump.
But my thing is, you putting the mother of your kids through BS.
Hell. Through hell.
Exactly. Exactly.
Through hell.
Because you know her type of lifestyle. This is an attorney. It's not like she's just a average Joe Blow. This woman, I mean, people are looking at her like, okay, how you going to represent somebody? And look what your husband did. That's why she didn't even represent him.
Hmm.
And everybody's saying she's cold-hearted because she, you know, was angry with him, but she had a right to be. You taking down her whole, everything she took to build.
Yeah, and
she worked hard for what she has.
Yeah, and that's how I felt, too. I felt like, you know, it's got to be very embarrassing. It's got to be awful. You know, it's got to be truly, truly, truly awful to go through this in front of the public eye. It'd be horrible to go through it without the public eye. You know what I'm saying? It'd be horrible to go without, you know, go through it without all that extra stuff. But it's just odd to me that, you know, I guess she really, you know, really fell for him. I mean, that's the only thing I could say, that she really fell for him and was like, you know what, we can do this together. I'm going to help you out. You know what I'm saying? Just be good, please. Please just be good, you know.
I'm going to say like my grandma said, when you marry the first one, you marry him for cute kids. You just make sure he look good, and you guarantee to have pretty kids. Now, after him, you know, you marry for money. But the first one, you marry for look.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, you just make sure you have some pretty kids, and that's what I think Phaedra did. She from the South.
Oh, my God. I would want to think differently. I don't know why. I feel like I hope she's not that shallow. You know what I mean?
Hey, did you see little the first one? You saw how cute he is? That boy gonna make her some
money. Oh my god.
I mean,
hopefully.
Yeah, I mean,
Hopefully.
Married for
they're both
cute
adorable.
Kids. The second one looked like her. So he's not
they both
that
adorable.
Bad. Yes.
Yeah, but the other one, that's Apollo up and down.
Oh,
that's
yes.
Apollo up and down. That Aiden?
You
Aiden is Apollo up and down.
Yes, and you see
and
they even called him on the... Yes, he is a darling. And that's what she married for. She married for some pretty kids. Now she over 40.
He's so sweet. Yep.
Yeah, she's over 40. Yep. She ain't gonna have no kids,
yep.
So she
no,
can marry.
No, she's not. She shouldn't.
Mm-mm. She gonna marry
probably
old
not.
Rich African, old rich,
oh.
You know, old rich man, and she
oh. Gonna
old.
Oh, oh my goodness.
That's how it works.
I just can't. Oh my goodness, this is just a hot ass mess.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be so angry. I'd be so angry with him, Apollo. I'd be so angry with him and just. Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
We'd be fighting. It'd be better for him to be in jail. We'd be fighting every other day.
Exactly.
Every other day. I mean, just a waste of a good thing. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, the potential, you know, like with the workout gear and the workout, the fitness and everything. Because I'm like, ooh, love that body. Ooh, geez. He could have sold me some tap water. He could have sold me some tap water, girl. Yeah.
And he had the look for it. He could have sold anything. He had the look.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I mean, really, he didn't have to be so criminal minded. And see, and you know what? That goes to show you. Look for everything because you can have a rock full, brain full of rocks.
Exactly.
Can't have it all, huh?
Exactly. I guess. You know,
sad.
I mean, But in Phaedra's case, I just hope that she realizes
she's not a part of it. I hope she's not a part of it.
Right, and I hope that she realized that if she divorces him, like she said she was, that she makes sure that she has everything that's hers, and a good prenup.
Yeah. Definitely. Just sad. All right. Just a shout-out and congratulations to Eddie Murphy and his girlfriend, Paige Butcher. They welcomed the baby girl into the world. She came in at 7 pounds and 15 ounces, and they named her Izzy Una Murphy. This will be child number one for Paige and child number nine for Eddie. Congratulations to his old ass.
Congratulations, Eddie. I feel that Eddie's gay, though, but, you know, him and
really?
Christina, but, you know, that's just
really?
Yeah.
Really? Wow. I don't see it. I don't see it. You would think I would.
Yeah, if you had seen a senior hall lately, and has
not
the same mannerism. It just
really
seemed like, yeah, I know senior hall hasn't dated in forever, and I think him and Eddie, you know, that's the thing. I think they are together.
Really? Wow. Well, I know Arsenio has one child, and, you know, Eddie got nine now. So, I mean, nine kids is a damn good cover, you know, allegedly. You know, allegedly. Oh. There's alleged rumors about them two being lovers. We don't know.
Yeah.
This is speculation. I don't need nobody trying to come back and say we defamation. I don't need nobody come back and say we're trying to defamate somebody's character.
I think they are. And come and look for me, Eddie and Arsenio. I don't care. Y'all gay. Just come out the closet.
Ooh.
We're all right with it.
Ooh. Ooh. All right. Well, former talk show host Arsenio Hall isn't here for single Sinead O'Connor or her recent comments accusing him of supplying Prince with drugs before his death. He's filed a $5 million defamation lawsuit against her, TMZ reported. The celebrity website wrote that Hall's lawyers filed the suit on Thursday morning, calling O'Connor a desperate attention seeker for posting a rant on Facebook earlier this week where she claimed that Prince was a long-time hard drug user who got his supply from Arsenio Hall. She also wrote on her social media account, "Arsenio, I reported you to the Carver County Sheriff's Office. Expect their call. They wait. They are aware that you spiked years ago at Eddie Murphy's house. You better get your house cleaned up. You better get your house cleaned up." I'm like, wow. Okay.
Whoa.
However, in this suit, Hall denies ever giving Prince illegal drugs and drugging O'Connor. I'm just like, wow. Mind fucking blown. Because Sinead O'Connor only comes out.
First of all, she should be grateful that Prince gave her Nothing Compares to You.
Because other than that, she wouldn't have been shit.
Hello? You respect the
She dude. Wouldn't have been shit.
Second of all, she's trying to be relevant again. And nobody's looking for you, Sinead. And I used to like you. Now you just cut off. I don't even like you. I just like the song.
For real.
And if you have some beef with Arsenio and Eddie, you take it up with them. Because I don't think she likes Arsenio. Take it up with Arsenio. Leave Prince alone. Let him rest in peace.
I know, right? Right. Right. She just way out of left field. I was like Sinead O'Connor. I was like, this girl, nobody ain't checked for you since 90, girl. You know what I'm saying? Since Nothing Compares to You. Nobody ain't checked for you since then. You ain't released nothing, you know, nothing good since 90.
And don't you know,
so,
Prince like nice-looking women. They all look the same, half breeds with long black hair. She didn't even fit the mold.
The
she wouldn't have even been in his entourage.
Right. He has a type. You know, just like Janet has a type, you know, that Middle Eastern looking, like a Latin Middle Eastern, you know, type of guy.
Yeah.
He definitely has a mulatto. Prince has a mulatto, quadroon, you know what we call him down back home. That kind of, that mutt. That mutt mix.
Yes.
God forgive me. Like, I find y'all beautiful, too. You know what I'm saying? I find y'all beautiful, too. But Sinead, no, I do. I do. I find some of them beautiful. But Sinead O'Connor was not his cup of tea, and no.
Sinead O'Connor trying to say she like Janet. She was the Jermaine Dupri in the group. No, I don't think so.
Wait a minute. Sinead O'Connor?
No, I was using Janet Jackson and Jermaine Dupri relationship because you know that's the only difference that she had. But I don't think Prince would have did that because Prince was he had his type. I think his ex-wife was the only one that was pure white that was.
No, I don't think she was.
You don't think Mate was?
No, I think she was more Latin.
Okay.
I think she's more Latin. Excuse me, Puerto Rican. Puerto Rican ancestry. I'm sorry, Métis, I'm sorry.
She is Puerto Rican. You're right. You're right. She said that. You're right.
But, you know, he's the women that he courts and that he's fond of look
mm-hmm.
like her. They favor her.
Right.
You know, Sheila E.,
right.
Apollonia, Vanity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they all favor each other.
Exactly.
Now with Janet, yeah, that Jermaine Dupri was a big old blurp on the screen, a big old speed bump on the road to men. I mean, for real, I was like, wow, you know, I was like, wow, okay, well, maybe it's really love, you know. And then after a while, I was like, it's hit record. It's a hit record machine that she's trying to she's trying to get some hits, you know. That's what I was thinking in my head, you know. But
she was ready to marry
that
man, and he cheated. I'm still mad about that.
Yeah, you told me that. I remember that. And I'm like, how you cheat on Janet Jackson, fool? I still can't believe that, but okay.
Well, Claudia Jordan. Wow.
I know, right? Ew. Ew. Well, I guess they take it wherever they can get it. You know, if it's easy, they're going to get it, I guess.
Right.
But Sinead O'Connor needs to sit down and have several seats. And I hope Arsenio Hall wins his lawsuit against her. Because that $5 million that she has to pay back should break her bank and have her really on the flow somewhere. Because her net worth can't
right.
be $5
million. Her net worth might be $100,000.
It might be, because I'm like, you ain't had a big hit since 19. Ooh, her net worth $6
million. Ooh.
Ooh, I'm net worth $6 million. Ooh.
To what she may do when none compares to you.
But that's what made her the six. Look, that's what made her the six.
Exactly. Thank you, Prince. She should be bowing down praise to Prince right now for making her.
I mean,
somebody.
Really? I mean, really? Oh, my God. OMG. OMG.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if. Just too much. Just way too much. I don't know if we've covered this story, but I'm just going to go ahead on and just put it out there anyway. Afeni Shakur, the former Black Panther, also known as Tupac's mother, had passed away. She was 69. She had overcame drug addiction and inspired the work of Tupac's, pretty much influenced his music, really. And then after his murder, she had been guiding his estate. She was 69.
Mm-hmm.
Marin County Sheriff's Department, sheriff's deputies and firefighters have responded to Shakur's houseboat in Sausalito, California, Monday night. Now, this is old. You know, this has been 2 weeks. Monday night after she fell ill and suffered a suspected heart attack, police said. A family member and a close friend were present when she became unresponsive, and the officials say that at this point, there's nothing to indicate that to us that there was any foul play, nothing suspicious about this other than this being a sadly unnatural event, the Marin County Sheriff's Lieutenant Doug Pittman had said. The paramedics had arrived about 9:30. She was rushed to Marin General Hospital, where she was treated for about an hour before she was pronounced dead. Sidebar, it's really sad that she had to go so young. Sidebar, she is the executive producer for the upcoming biopic about Tupac, which is slated for release in November. So I'm just like, oh, man, you know, it's just, sad. You know?
Oh, that is horrible.
Just sad, you know. And I'm wondering, you know, what was her mind frame after all these years? You know, she never got to see or never got to find out, you know, what really happened. You know, she probably knows now because she's on the other side of life. So,
right.
You know, maybe we find out. Maybe we find out our answers after we transition. I don't know. You know, I would like to believe we would find out answers after we transition, or maybe we just stay asleep until he tell us to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But not to make light of the situation, you know.
Well, and she was such an advocate for Pac. I mean,
really,
to say she had been through all she'd been through in her life, you know, to raise a son that had his eyes open so much, it was just like, wow.
Mm-hmm. She was 100% his biggest cheerleader. I mean, big old smile, big old piano, grand piano, wide-ass smile every time you saw her with him. Every mm-hmm. time the camera flashed, baby, she was ready. That's my baby.
Yeah.
I mean, all teeth.
Exactly.
All teeth, honey.
Mm-hmm.
All teeth. I'm like, girl, go ahead. Go ahead, girl.
She loved Tucson.
She loved him. And I know it broke her heart.
Yes.
I know it broke her heart because I was worried about her after it happened. I was worried about
mm-hmm.
after it happened. And then, you know, with Biggie too and stuff, and then him and Biggie's mom and Afeni had became close, you know, because they had, you know, similar situation going on. So they had became close and whatnot. Because I'm like, oh, my God, who could you turn to, you know? Who could you turn to? Who could you trust? You know.
Exactly.
You know, it's just sad. It's just sad. But I do want to see the movie. And I'm hoping it does well for his estate and whatnot. Because he does have other siblings. I believe there's a sister that lives around the mom. That was living around the mm-hmm. mom or something. I'm sure there's more that's going to come out as time goes on. You know, it's just really sad. You know, 69, you know, so young.
Right. It is. And then he has kids. So I wonder if his kids will become a part of the estate or is it just going to be his siblings?
Wait a minute. When did Tupac have kids?
I thought Tupac had a daughter.
Girl, Tupac ain't got no children nowhere.
You sure? Tupac was 25 when he died. You sure he didn't have a daughter?
Girl, I have never heard of him having any children or anything. Now, you know, of course, rumors and stuff, you know, especially after he died, there was all kind of non-information going on, and you know what I'm saying, and let me get in my Rolodex here. Because I'm like, I don't believe personal life. Come on now, personal life. Let's see. Okay, come on now. No children, according to Wikipedia.
Okay.
According to Wikipedia, no children, but I think he may have been, accused.
Okay.
You know, accused or you know, said, that's my baby daddy, you know, something like that.
Right.
I think he might have been accused or what have you, you know. And I was just weird about how some of these famous people, they become like an overnight thing, right? They have
right.
no heirs. They have no heirs. And then they get killed or you know die.
Mhm.
I just think it's odd. I just think it's weird. I don't want to say it's some kind of conspiracy theory, but some of this stuff had me wondering. You know,
because
mm-hmm. I hate to be so skeptical. I don't like being like that, but like lately, the older I get, I'd be like, wait a minute, that seemed kind of fishy.
Mm-hmm.
Something ain't right about this situation.
Yeah,
you know,
it makes you say, for real.
Yeah, I'd be like, okay, really? You know, and I knew a lot of rappers and probably a producer. His name will not go said. Is probably jealous of him and jealous of his gift.
Hmm.
And
that's why he didn't feel,
you know. And, and, you know, may have played a part in some things. I don't know. But it just seems really, suspect.
Yes.
It just seems really suspect how it all went down. It really does. And I'm hoping that somebody will put it out there. Maybe we'll never know. I don't know. It's just awful. It is awful.
Well, it said somebody that actually had solved the case actually said it was going to bring it to trial, and then they died shortly after.
What? Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. That sounds like some mob mafia type movie shit, you know?
Exactly, exactly.
Ooh. Lord. It make you wonder about, like, you know, just a regular person looking inside. It makes you wonder about having a high amount of talent and, you know, being in the public eye and whatnot, and it just makes you really think about it. You know, is it all worth it?
Exactly.
You know, is it all worth it? How bad do you want fame?
Exactly. Look at Jennifer Hudson's family, you know.
Yeah, that was strange too, but at the same time, that the circumstances were fucked up. Okay, her sister had a fucked up nigga that she was dealing with, and that she should have been got rid of.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that was a whole different, you know, circumstance. You know, which comes with the drive by, which is awful in itself, but her sister. Jennifer's sister had a no-good-ass, bum-ass nigga for a boyfriend, and she should have been had got rid of him, and that was just a time bomb waiting to happen. You know, people in abusive relationships don't know when to get out sometimes.
Right.
Sometimes they don't know when to get out, and then, okay, and I'm like, okay, you got two choices. You get out voluntarily or involuntarily, you know, almost like a gang. You know?
Right.
You know, I'm like, that shit not cool. That shit is not cool. It's like you had many of opportunities to get away from this dude. You know, it didn't have to go down like that had you listened to your mama or your sisters or brothers, if they have any, and be like, okay, all right, I'm going to leave him alone. All right, I'm going to come out there to, where you living at and start over. You know, because I'm like, I know Jennifer would have been like, look, I got you. I got you. You want to leave him? I got you. You know, please don't put up with any more than what you have to. You know what I'm saying? She didn't want to listen. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Yeah, and it's a sad thing. It's really a sad.
It's a really sad thing. And so, yeah, lately I've been looking at this stuff going on, and I'd be like, okay, this just looks a little odd. I don't know. I don't want to be a pessimist. But the older I get, the little bit more pessimistic I get.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit more pessimistic I get, the older I get. And I'm like, okay, well, it's a big price to give up your privacy. That's a big price, number one, to give up your privacy for fame. You know, that drastically changes your life.
Right, it does.
It drastically changes your life. Who can you trust, you know? Because, like, when I was young, I'd be like, oh, they got it going on. They ain't got a care in the world. You know what I'm saying? They rich. They ain't got no problems. Shit, they have problems.
More money, more problems.
They have problems. They have a different set of problems than what poor folks do. But they got problems.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get it twisted, y'all. Y'all youngsters out there trying to emulate and be like somebody that you see on the rise of fame, you ain't got to always be envious.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to always be envious. You ain't always got to be envious because everything that glitters ain't gold.
Right.
And then the ones that's coming
confetti.
Up, like, yeah, it's confetti. And the ones that's trying to come up, they're not even rich yet.
Right.
They're not even rich yet. They don't even start out with, you know, they don't start out like how it used to be back in the day. They don't start out like that. It'd be a slow progress.
Yes.
can't be a slow process.
And a lot of
them
think that as soon as you make a record and it hits the radio, you're going to make money. But that's not the case.
Nope, not the case at all. Not the case at all. And then, you know, half, I would say about less than half of them, probably more than half, I don't know. Don't even know how to balance a checkbook. Don't even know how to write a check. Don't even know what credit is. Don't even know what a mortgage is. Don't even know. I mean, they'd be straight up out the game, you know, just like with Big Freeza. I honestly believe her. I believe her. I believe she did not know what was going on and what was what. You know, I believe her. I really believe her. I really believe everything I've felt.
One of the most wealthiest men, Floyd Mayweather, can't even read.
Really?
Really?
Wait a minute. Which one?
Floyd Mayweather, the fighter.
He cannot read?
He cannot read.
He cannot read? Wait a minute.
He was smart enough to, that's why he's making so much money, because he wouldn't sell himself to like HBO. So when they do fights or whatever, he gets all the money. He doesn't have anybody sponsoring him. He sponsors his
family. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
He's smart enough to do that. Makes money, but can't read.
Wow. I mean, but he could have got, I mean, he got, a, like, in his downtime, he could have got tutoring and, you know, he got all this money. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Don't you want to read what, you know, read what you're signing and, you know, anything? Because I'm like, you know, you sign papers for the house.
If you have that kind of money, you can hire an attorney to tell you if it's good to sign or not good to sign. You get somebody.
Yeah, but they could. Yeah, but they could be, you know, a wolf in sheep's clothing too.
Right. That's why. I mean, if it made him this far with all the money he had.
Yeah.
He got people around him that he can trust.
Yeah. Allegedly. Look, because you know something always going down with these celebrities, child. Something always.
Right.
Always going on with these celebrities, and you know it is good to have good people around you, you know. And then two still got to be watching. I'm like,
right.
I'm like, ah, you still got to watch.
Yeah, you got to watch.
I'm like, you still got to watch, Lord. You know, it's like that's like a, you know, what they call it. I wouldn't be able to sit still.
Right, me either.
I wouldn't be able to sit still. You know who what? Huh? Speak into the camera.
With that kind of money, you got to always look behind your shoulder, look around your shoulder.
Yeah.
What's going on?
You know what I'm saying? Like, would you like something to drink, Mr. Such and Such? No, I'm good. No, I'm good. I don't want nothing to drink. Mm-mm. Unless you pop it over right in front of me. Unless you pop it over right in front of me. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
exactly.
Oh, I need some food. Oh, I'm not hungry. Mm-mm. Indeed, devil. I ain't hungry. Mm-mm. I don't know you like that. I don't know you like that to bring me no fucking cake.
Don't bring me any.
You know what I'm saying? Welcome to the neighborhood, Mahogany. I'd be like, oh, Lord, I need a taste tester. You know? I need a taste tester. They can't. Well, I mean, you know, that's what they did back in the medieval days, you know, with the kings and queens and shit. You didn't eat that shit first. They had somebody
exactly.
taste that shit first. Oh. You know, I understand. I didn't understand when I was young. I didn't understand, but I understand now.
Hmm.
Bring me a glass of water, some cake, or something. No, I got to hear that cat pop. Well, we're going to conclude our day. It was a lovely day with you, Ms. Kiki. Thanks for listening, you guys. Join us next week, Sunday and Monday, 9 a.m., Sundays and Mondays. Like us on Facebook. Call in 347-637-3267. Just reach out, y'all. Reach out. We love y'all. And we'll see y'all soon.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.